Final score tonight, Merrimack defeats Providence by a score 3-2, gets a split of the weekend. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, you know, Scott, as it turned out, you got the two goals in the first period, the third goal in the second period by Trevor Hoskin, and as it turned out, you needed it.
Oh, yeah, we knew they were going to keep coming. I mean, they're an outstanding team, and they just keep pressing and forechecking. And, you know, we turned some pucks over there in the third. I think, you know, that's a team that's won a lot of hockey games already this year, and we're a team that hasn't won in 3 weekends. So I can't say I'm surprised at how tight we played in the third, but getting through that, obviously Max Lundgren deserves a lot of credit for that, but getting through that was a big part of hopefully our growth moving forward.
I couldn't decide between two guys for the Warrior of the game, so I'll give him co-Warrior of the game. First of all, Trevor Hoskin. Not only is he scores the first goal in the game to make the score 1-0, takes that puck off in a strange play, and gets hurt, comes off the ice, comes back to the game later, scores the second goal, and as it turned out, as we said, you needed that goal.
Yeah, no, it was really a nice effort by him to get back in the game. You know, he took that right in the ear, right, and that's I thought he was unconscious. Luckily, he wasn't, and that's why they let him come back. But a really good effort for Gutsy, because he was really hurting. It hurt just to put the helmet on. So it was an impressive effort for him. And you know, really, you know, he did a nice job scoring those goals. There's a lot of other guys who did some good things, too.
Yep. He had two assists last night. You guys had a chance to win that one last night. He had the two goals tonight. But, you know, since he's coming right from the get-go, he's your leading scorer. He's averaging better than a point a game. Seems to be very, very consistent.
Yeah, no, he is. He can create offense from anywhere on the rink. And, and he's been fortunate. You know, he's got some guys who can get him pocket space. On the power play, they obviously found him, you know, on the weak side of the rink. And that was a great play by the guys who got it to him. But I was really happy for him, because after you come back from that injury, it's a big play there.
40 saves for Max Lundgren tonight. He's been very good for you right from the start. Was tonight his best game of the season?
He's played a lot of best games this year, I think. You know, I it's hard to say. I mean, he played really well tonight. You know, they shoot a lot of pucks. They shoot them from everywhere. And he was really tracking very well. He stayed composed even at the end of the game when it was, you know, we were playing too tight with the puck and not getting pucks out. But I thought he was very good. And the guys responded for him, too.
Another goal that was big. Ethan Byer picks up the goal, his first collegiate goal on the power play. And as you said, big goal, made it 2-0 at that point.
Yeah, I know, a really good play by the whole group of five, and the role and him finishing that play was big time, you know. And I got to give their goalie a lot of credit, because I thought he might have been injured earlier in the period, but he battled really hard too. But big time goal by Ethan.
Third period, you know, one of the things when we talked with your coaching staff before the game, they mentioned, you know, 5-on-5 play is going to be big. How we finish the game is going to be big. You know, that's had an awful lot to do with what's happened the last few games as you guys are trying to break this streak here. How do you overall assess, you know, what you guys are able to do, especially in the third period? You know, they came at you pretty hard, but you're able to weather the storm.
Yeah, end of the day, we just defended too much, you know. But, you know, we knew that was going to happen. We knew they were coming full force. And, I just thought we did what we had to do to win the game. You know, would I like to have had a 3-0 and had a more relaxed last 2 minutes? Of course I would have. But, you know, again, that's a team that has won some games this year and going to win a lot of games this year. And it's been a while since we've won, so I understand it. But I really like the way we finished the game and the very last part of it. And guys did a really good job.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, how important was it over this stretch? You've had, five games in a row where you've had a chance in the third period. It's been a close game. You know, you've been right there, weren't able to find a way. Tonight you did find a way.
Yeah, no, it's critical. You know, teams that win get in the habit of winning, and they play in those situations a lot. And this league is so tight, that's going to happen a lot. And so we needed that experience. In some ways, winning 3-2 is almost better than winning 3-0, because we had to go through the last 2 minutes of the period, which I think was big.
Power play, penalty kill continued to be big for you guys. I think you're top 20 in the country in both of those categories.
Well, I got to say, Ryan has done an incredible job on our power play, and Dan has done a really good job on our PK. Like, you know, it's that power play they have is lethal, and they're one of the best in the country. And, you know, Dan and those guys did just an exceptional job preparing for it and then playing through it. Even when they scored one, I think, you know, we just buckled back in. Our guys are playing with a lot of confidence, both in the power play and PK, but I give Ryan and Dan a lot of credit for both.
Did you have a sense, maybe coming off of last night's game and also the way this game started, that maybe, you know, there was going to be a lot of special teams in this game and that you'd have to account for that?
You know, after last night, I thought there could be. You know, I was hoping there wouldn't be, but there was a penalty call very early, and that was a tough play.